One of my relations, he was killed in the middle of the day on a busy road, and he was shot dead on the road. He, once they fired upon him, he was still not dead. He was bleeding and he was asking for water. Let them say only 231 Kashmiri Hindus have been killed. Who killed them? It is the local Kashmiris. Who raped the Kashmiri women? The locals. Who forced me to quit? The locals. Who looted my houses after I left? The locals. Who burnt some of the houses? The locals. Who desecrated the temple? The locals. Time hamare ghar pe do gunmen aaye. The first thing we did was the ladies and the girl children, they are moved to the attic. This idea ki agar kuch ho to inko to maar dena padega.
So, namaste, Rajinder ji. Welcome on the Awaram Safi show. So, firstly, thank you so much for doing this. I know this can be painful to reminisce all those memories of long back. But I don't know. I don't know how to fathom all those memories, all those words. So, firstly, thank you so much, sir, for doing this.
Pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. Let's see how we pull it off.
Nice. So, sir, firstly, how was your Holi?
No, Holi was fine. Holi was
fine. So, is there any specific way in which Holi is celebrated in Kashmir?
Kashmir, Holi was not too much of a festival because of the reason being the winters.
Yeah.
We are overdressed, particularly way back in 90s. Now the temperatures and all have gone up, but way back in 90s, if I recollect, you still would have sometimes even snow around.
The
temperature in any case would be in single digits. So playing any Holi was not possible, and we would be wearing those long ferans and all. So it was not much of a festival, to be honest.
Right, right. So let's get into the serious topic, which is the film has come out. Did you watch the film?
Yeah, I did.
So, sir, like, I firstly want to know from you, as a Kashmiri Pandit, what do you think about the film? Because there are a lot of people who are denying that it is a true account of what has happened. So, according to you, what is it?
See, the first thing is that as far as the movie is concerned, each and every bit shown in the movie is true and correct.
Right.
What is done is that there are, let's say, 100 rapes. There are more than 400 killings. Departure of, let's say, 4 lakh people over a period of 4 months. What he has done some symbolic presentation of those. He has shown one lady whose husband is first killed in that rice drum. And this happened a kilometer away from my residence in Srinagar. And the same lady is then shown who is cut on the bandsaw. Now that is to symbolically show what was done to Kashmiri Hindu women there. Likewise, what has been done with Anupam Kher is that he represents that common Kashmiri Pandit. And all Kashmiri Pandits were Shaivites by faith in Kashmir, because it's been a seat of learning for Shaivism, as you know. So the paint on his face and all is basically a representation of the Shaivism, the faith, and the onslaught on not only the Kashmiri Pandit, but Shaivism, the philosophy. And this being the seventh exodus, it is this faith that has been attacked from time to time, particularly if you look at the various temples, which were not treasure troves of any gold or any such things, but they were always demolished as a symbolic attack on the faith system there. Because, as you know, we have had Adi Shankaracharya ji visit and spent there. Swami Vivekanand ji came twice, spent time there. So it was a seat of learning, and all the books and the scriptures that came out of Kashmir and the research work thereon from time to time is humongous. So that all has been presented through a few picked up events, incidents to encapsulate the entire thing.
Right.
And these are all dated. So anybody who has a challenge, we have been saying in so many of our meetings, debates, discussions, we have been saying, please point out one incident which has been wrongly represented here. In fact, to close this question of yours, even Anupam Kher has been told, been attacked, aap to Kashmiri ho hi nahi. Now, Anupam Kher has given an address in the movie ki mere mama ji 84 Karan Nagar mein rehte the. Now, his mama ji is one Mr. Kak. Now, you can imagine his house number he has given is 84 and my house number is 59. So, okay. I know Mr. Kak very well. So, his house is there. Mine is still there in 59. So, they can challenge us on facts rather than this what about tree, why are you showing?
Right.
The fact that everybody is rattled shows the truth. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, तीन तरह के अब इसमें deniers है. तो firstly are the people who run the I don't know for what reason they run a propaganda and they don't want to accept that this is something which has happened, these heinous crimes happened. The second kind of people are they accept but they are unable to talk about it because they are still in that shock. And the third kind of people are people like me, the younger generation. They were not even born. They were born 10, 15 years later, the people who didn't even know that something of this sort had happened. Because for my brother, so he is 21, 22 now, and he never knew that this is something which has happened in India. And only because of the film, he knew. So for example, like when people say that only 89 people were killed because wo RTI kisi ne file kiya and the police gave them the official number. And in reality, where could have people filed an FIR jab police bhi unke saath mili hui thi? So I want to know from you, what was the reality of that time? And why couldn't people go on to file an FIR?
Perfect. See, here you are talking to a person who has seen it firsthand. And I did not leave Kashmir on 19th of January. I left on 8th of March. So I tried to stay on for a while. Now, coming to your question on the numbers, now I can tell you that the first killing happened in September 1989 to bust the myth that Jagmohan was there or it was BJP helping. No, that time Dr. Farooq Abdullah was the chief minister and in the central government, it was Mr. Rajiv Gandhi who was the prime minister. So let us put that to rest, although maybe later on we come back. When did it all start and how under the regime it started? That is one part of it. But as far as the deaths go, so one of my relations, he was killed in the middle of the day on a busy road and he was shot dead on the road. Okay. He, once they fired upon him, he was still not dead. He was bleeding and he was asking for water. Nobody came near to offer water. Maybe some people out of fear or something. We just heard that Mr. Ashok Kazi was his name. Ki yaar, usko mar diya hai wahan pe. Now, nobody came to offer him water. Who would go and file an FIR? Number one, nobody around there. Number two, that the police that time was part in collusion and part scared. So that is the reason that we don't have any FIRs for rapes. So they might say there was no rape. Killings, we have now a published list with us, along with the house numbers and everything. Right. Number three, there's a scene shown in this movie in which you have a father and son being killed and then hung from a pole. Now, he was Mr. Sarvanand Pol Premi, an author. His son was killed. Then he was killed. What Vivek has been sensitive to, not showing that his eyes were gouged out. And then the father-son duo was hung from a pole. His son, Mr. Rajendra Premi, was just 3 days back on Times Now when he was interviewed. And he recounted the whole story that how it was brought up in 3 days prior to it. The entire transformer was shut down from there and how he was pulled out of the house by his own students.
Okay.
And there are no FIRs for this. And the reason I told you that nobody dared to do it because the guy who was killed, he left, his family left. None of the neighbors did it. And even somebody would have dared, police would not register it either out of scare or out of collusion.
Right. So, sir, you talked about your house. Like, have you been to your house? Have you seen it after that incident?
Yeah. See, I left on the 8th of March, 1990. And after I was serving here in Delhi, I did go on a business visit there. And finally, I mustered courage to go there with the help of a Dr. Kashmiri friend. So that is occupied by CRPF. Mm. Only got to know that somebody has painted his name on it. And I asked the local CRPF guys, they told me, ki ye to kharidiya kisne? Because my father has not sold it. How could somebody buy it now? Then usne kuch dikha diya humko ki power of attorney pe bech diya hai. So it has been usurped. The documents at the tehsil level, which I went there to the tehsildar's house, office, he told me iske to document change kar dega. I went to and I contacted the DC Srinagar that time. He was very helpful and he did try to dig out, but he showed me that at various levels the documents have been forced. So I have a set of all the forged documents, but what does one do at this stage? So I've been going after 2012. The last I went was June 2016. So I went for 4 decades.
Yeah. So this is the house where you have been, like you grew up in this house.
Yes, this was my ancestral house. My grandfather lived there. My father, who was a college professor, my mother was a district education officer. So we all lived there. So from there, we quit that night when two gunmen came to our house, despite staying put after 19th of January. 8th March daytime, two gunmen, young men, would have been in their early, late teens, 19, 20 years young. And somehow we saved ourselves, and in the night we had a car purchased around 6 months before that. We rest middle of the night.
Right, sir. So like this is something which I cannot even imagine, leaving your house because of certain, I don't even know how to put it in words, because this is something very cruel. And so like when I put it out that I will be interviewing you, so there were like some people on the internet who told me to ask this one specific question to you, which was, don't you ever feel like taking revenge? Because it was your home, it was your house where you have grew up, it was your ancestral home. So is there that feeling of revenge?
See, I'll tell you now, we are talking 32 years from that date. I was the person who just left my house. Why do I say just left my house? I was living in Srinagar, which was a predominantly Kashmiri Hindu area. There were people in the villages, five houses, three houses, living amongst 1,000 houses, who left everything. And there were people who, whose brothers, whose sisters, whose sons were killed. The lady, raped, cut on the bandsaw, flung from the third house. So there are so many stories. And believe you me, these ladies were identified by their colleagues. And we moved out to Jammu. Now this was, let's say it started from January, and by June, around 90% of the population moved to Jammu. Now J&K has an office move system in which summer capital is Srinagar and winter capital is Jammu. Yeah. Now in Jammu, all the Kashmiri Muslims moved to Jammu offices. They moved around in Jammu main markets, and one can identify them. But nobody raised an eyebrow towards them. Reason being that we are predominantly pen pushers, office boys. Humne pen ke alawa kuch uthaya nahi hai kabhi. The only thing is that we have on our side is resilience. We have to see there must be something in us that this is the seventh exodus. That means we would have gone back 6 times. We reestablished ourselves. So our strength has never been revenge or violence. Yes, it's been a festering wound all along, trying to keep that voice alive. So my revenge, if you ask me, is to keep that voice alive. What Mr. Vivek Agnihotri has done now, he has amplified the whole thing. But did this painful voice die? We did not allow it to die. Every year, two specific dates, that is 16th, September and 19 January, we would have at Jantar Mantar, at different places, this would be observed, and all through the year, we would have various functions. And the first function was held in 1992 when Mr. Anupam Kher came first time here. Mr. Ashok Pandit has been a part of the whole society.
Yeah.
It started, we kept it alive as a movement that we might get justice, because if you have people with Kalashnikovs there, when your own CRPF did not have more than 303s, so how take revenge?
Yeah.
So our character, our nature, and the level of insurgency we are talking about, it was impossible for us to take revenge.
Yeah.
So that is how I would put it.
So, sir, I'll come back to this question about when did the real insurgency start and the whole history, because I know for a fact that this is not just that happened in 90s. This started in early 85, 86, that period. But before that, sir, in the movie, there is a character, Krishna Pandit. And we see how the so-called leftist agenda people, they are trying to manipulate him by telling him ki, oh, we are the victims. And I am someone who comes from a journalism background, and I have seen this happen with me. When I was in my third year, my project was Kashmir. And when I started talking to a lot of Kashmiri, younger Kashmiri generations, I got to know about a lot of things which mainstream media never talked about. And then when I went up to my professors and I told them that this is what has happened with Kashmiri Pandits, they threw up Kunan Pushpura incident on my face. They told me about how Muslims were the real victims. What do you think like has media done wrong here? Because it took 32 years for this incident to come up to this level.
That's a fantastic question, because it sums up so many questions which have been flung at us from time to time, not only after the Kashmir fires, prior to this,
yeah.
I have attended and all. Now one has to clearly state that of all the, let them say only 231 Kashmiri Hindus have been killed. Who killed them? It is the local Kashmiris. Who raped the Kashmiri women? The locals. Who forced me to quit? The locals. Who looted my houses after I left? The locals. Yeah. Who burnt some of the houses? The locals. Who desecrated the temple? The locals. Now, what about the deaths of Kashmiri Muslims, which is a very legitimate question. Now, here is 1989 onwards, people wield guns and they get up against the state. So when you try to get against the state, take on the might of the state with guns, Kalashnikov, not in a peaceful manner, mind. And what do? That you wield guns, keep ladies and children in front of you. Now, what happens? And then you provide another cover, which is the youngsters with stones. So you force the state to fire. And just to tell you what happened on 19 January and what was planned was that you will take over Doordarshan. They'll take over Radio Kashmir and hoist a flag. So they were there to declare Kashmir independent that day. So what was the way out for Indian security forces who were ill prepared for those times? Right? Today they have counter equipment, but that day whatever they're fighting with. So here is a populace fighting with guns in their hand. So if they die in this, who do they blame?
Right.
If you are up against a state called India, do you expect to be spared? Number two, did anyone of Kashmiris name, let them name one Kashmiri and debunk our narrative by saying ki ye ek Kashmiri hai jisne ek Muslim ko mara. I'm talking of one name, and I give you hundreds of names, including self-confessed Beta Karate, who said pata nahi 20 ke baad meri ginti khatam ho gayi. We have the white collared one, we have the think tanks, we have the infrastructure, we have the logistics people who are in any case helping them out. So the moon cry is absolutely false, and they have always been fighting with them. Did any time army get into anybody's house and do it? Now see, last 2 years after this abrogation, there's been no hartal, there's been no pelting, so there's been no killing also. You don't fire at an army man, he doesn't fire at you, as simple as that. But yes, there have been terrorists popping up like mushrooms here and there, and they have been shot at. But no common has got killed. So that is proof enough that 2 years since 2019, there's been no civilian killing, because there have been no civilian stone pelting, hartal, and all. So that right. answers your own question.
Right. So I think so this situation, more or less, it was created artificially, because when you create an environment where there's no employment and people need money, people need something to earn, and their obvious way out of there is stone pelting, because that is the only kind of employment available. So,
No. This has got nothing to do with employment.
Okay.
This is pure Wahhabi Salafi Islam, right? This was a religious movement. Now tell me, you have 1,000 mosques being used to blurt out Kashmiri Hindus, go away, leave your women behind. So what does employment have to do with it? Number two, who were the think tanks? Think tanks were some of the topmost doctors, engineers, university professors, REC Srinagar University professors with doctorate degree in engineering. They were involved. Professors. Now, you have heard the Hurriyat conference. One of the top 5% Professor Abdul Ghani Bhatt was a college professor, a colleague of my father. Now, he took premature retirement to work for this. Now, was he there because of unemployment? Some of the people killed are already employed people. One of the persons who got 8 bullets was that time a very senior engineer in mechanical department. He was there in the mob, and once he got hit and all, then he said, "Main to ja raha tha kahin." Phir kaise ja rahe the yaar, aur aapko 8 goli lag gayi wahan pe ja rahe. And those people who got killed, one of the leading cardiothoracic surgeons of India, Dr. Abdul Ahad Guru, who killed him? Was he unemployed? Dr. Ashay, head of the department, Bone and Joint Hospital, Kashmir. Now, he was not unemployed. So these people got killed. What happened after a while, they thought, ye aadmi shayad inform kar raha government ko, he is being sold out. So they tried killing each other. So in addition to getting killed in the counterinsurgency operations, they started killing each other. Who killed Mirwais, who was once the king of one portion of Kashmir? Who killed him in Jama Masjid? The locals.
Right.
Who Abdul Ghani Lone? The locals. Why? Because they thought he's hobnobbing with government of India. So it has been only intra killings in which they killed each other. And today they say ki mara, of course. And not for a moment had it anything to do with employment, because you will be surprised, per capita government employment of Kashmir is the highest in the country. Let me put it on record. Somebody can challenge me on this also. So what are we talking about? And the last thing is that whatever private institutions were there, they forced it to shut down. HMT, one of the finest industries that time was the HMT and its ancillary units. They forced it to shut down, and it employed quite a few locals.
Right.
They forced it to shut down. So let's be very clear, employment was never an issue with this. Development was never an issue.
So it is the fanaticism that is being the... Okay. So you talked about locals killing locals, and this is about like Muslims and the Hindu pundits. What really happened? Like, I'm very sure that this is not something which happened in one night or one day. This has to happen over a period of time. So what was that... maybe the blueprint of this, can you share that?
I'll tell you. If we quickly go through what it is, because it's a very long story, but let me put it in a nutshell, that it started with the instrument of accession, which Mr. Abdullah signed, and Nehru thought that I have now everything under control. And after Sheikh Abdullah became the prime minister then, that time he became prime minister, not the chief minister. So gradually he started growing too big for his shoes, and Nehru thought that I had made a mistake. So he dethroned him there, maybe by stealth or whatever, some charges were labeled against him, and he was arrested also, and new government was installed. So it kept on happening. Then a new government came there. So Congress at the center kept on playing this. Fast forward, come to 1975. Mrs. Indira Gandhi thought that let me put it टू रेस्ट. सो ही इन्वाइटेड शेख अब्दुल्ला, या तुम वो छोड़ दो वो वाला मामला, यू नाउ टेक ओवर द रेंस. गिवन हिज ओन पीपल द नेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस थॉट वी हैड एनफ फॉर 22 इयर्स ऑफ विल्डरनेस, व्हाट दे कॉल्ड पॉलिटिकल आवारगर्दी का नाम दिया उन्होंने, तो बहुत हो गई पॉलिटिकल आवारगर्दी. आप सो ही साइंड ऑफ एंड बिकेम द चीफ मिनिस्टर नाउ. सो दैट वॉज अ डायल्यूटेड वर्जन ऑफ हिज 1953 स्टैंड. तो इसमें यहाँ से थोड़ा सिमर और डिसकंटेंट चालू हो गया अंडरग्राउंड. सो देयर आर सम पीपल हु आर नॉट हैप्पी विद हिज टेकिंग ओवर दिस. वन ऑफ द मेजर रिजेंटमेंट ग्रुप्स वाज जमात इस्लामी दैट हेडेड बाय सईद अली शाह गिलानी. सो दिस सिमर डिसकंटेंट केप्ट ऑन ब्रूविंग, राइट, एंड इट स्टार्टेड विद सम ऑफ द डिसग्रंटेड एलिमेंट्स, पर्टिकुलरली मुफ्ती मोहम्मद सईद, who was a congressman to the core, and he did not get any traction from Congress, and also he broke away and joined hands with these disgruntled elements.
Right.
And came 1986, the what we call the Anantnag riots, the South Kashmir riots, which was a pilot project in which Kashmiri Pandit houses were vandalized and the temples were demolished, many, many temples.
Right.
So that was the first time when Kashmiri Hindus started moving out. That I called migration. Because people thought, yeah, ab to yahan pe kuch ho sakta hai, kharabi ho jaye. So they started migrating over a period of next 2 years' time. Quite a few families moved out from there. Yeah. Come 1987, and the mass rigging took place in this. So that helped these Gilanis and all to speak up, come out against national conference. So it was basically that group versus this. And Pakistan, that time, because of the Afghan thing and all, they thought this is the right time to chip in. So they asked people to come over, and you'll be surprised that people would freely cross over the border and all, because we have hundreds of kilometers long border, and some of the terrain is even not fenced that time. Yeah, and such terrain was impossible. You might say ki guard kyun nahi kiya, border security force nahi, but it's impossible.
Yeah.
Today you have the ammunition, today you have barbed wired it, and you have the fence, but that time it was not possible to make it. Yes, it was to that extent porous, and people moved openly out. I was in Srinagar that time when the buses would say ki chalo aapko, North Kashmir was the main area jahan se jalte hain, Sopor le jate hain, Sopor se aap paar chale jana. So this built-up started happening post this 86, when they saw that this pilot project has run successfully. So people came trained with guns and all. 1988, Mr. Jagmohan took over as governor, and he kept on writing to Mr. Rajiv Gandhi. And I repeat this sentence that in one of the paragraphs, he paraphrased the British Prime Minister saying that one day it is potatoes, the other day it is the Pope. Means ki कोई ना कोई बहाना बना के यहाँ पे कुछ हो रहा है. इट वॉज मक्स दैट ऑलमोस्ट बर्न द वैली. देन इट वॉज द सैटनिक वर्सेस द बुक दैट ऑल्सो शट डाउन द वैली. सो बहाना एक चाहिए था किसी तरीके से कश्मीर को जलाने का. सो दिस पेंट अप टाइम वॉज वॉट वॉज यूज टू अमास द आर्म्स, बिल्ड अप द लॉजिस्टिक्स, बिल्ड अप द ब्लड बैंक्स. आई कैन टेल यू दिस वॉज डन. सो दिस पीरियड फ्रॉम 86 right up to middle of 89 was the built-up period. The vent was given starting with the stray killing of the BJP president that time, Mr. Tekalal Tepulu, and then the release of Rubaiya Saeed, which was a concocted thing. And then what transpired between the then Home Minister Mufti Saeed and Dr. Farooq Abdullah, that he quit immediately on 18 January. Nothing had happened on 18 January, but he quit on 18 January. And lo and behold, the day he quit, next day this entire 19 January happened. So it was a knowledge of Mufti Mohammed Saeed and Dr. Abdullah that this is what has happened. So this is how it built up over a period of time. So it was only the opening or the removal of the lid that happened in January. Otherwise, the built up started from 1986. So Congress cannot get away from the murder. Their hands are soaked in blood on this. So I'm not taking sides on this, but I'm giving you the facts.
Right. So one of the audience questions for you was, because there are certain restrictions because of which the film cannot show what really happened. They had to dumb down a lot of things for the audience, because obviously you cannot show every gory thing that has happened because the crimes were heinous. So audience really wanted to know what is the reality. You were there, you have seen it firsthand. What was happening over there?
I'll tell you that we are hearing these murmurs and all, and 1987, I was posted in the border town of Uri. It was a Heidel project going on there. So I was working on the Heidel project, but I would be shuttling between a city and there. And we could hear that something is happening. People need bits and pieces. We got some whispers that something is brewing up, something is building up. And then we got the green shoots. Suddenly, my office employees would leave on Friday at 1 o'clock and without even informing. Then I would ask the PN or somebody, sir, wo namaz padne chale gaye. Aise kaise padne chale gaye? So they have to ask someone, sir, wo chale gaye, aap kuch mat bolna. Theek hai? And then I am waiting and nobody turned back. Tumne to kaha wait karo, aap kare nahi sir, wo aayenge thodi aap. Wo to nikal gaye. So then I started, when it kept on happening every day, then came a time that they came dressed differently on Fridays.
Okay.
So Friday would not be a trouser jacket day. It would be salwar and all, which made it convenient to offer namaz. No, these are indicators of what was coming up. Then comes a time when all the watches are set as per Pakistan time. गाड़ियों में पाकिस्तान का टाइम दिखाया जा
रहा है. एंड दीस आर गवर्नमेंट एम्प्लॉइज.
आई एम नॉट अ गवर्नमेंट एम्प्लॉय. देखिए, कोई सब्जी वाला दिखाता है, उसकी चॉइस है. मैं स्वीडन का टाइम दिखा दूं, कोई दिक्कत नहीं है किसी को. लेकिन मेरा गवर्नमेंट एम्प्लॉय जो है ऑफिस में बैठा है, सरकारी सैलरी ले रहा है, पाकिस्तान टाइम लगा रहा है अपनी घड़ी में. सो दीज वर द इंडिकेटर्स एंड दीज वर बेसिकली टू टेल मी मींस एवरीबॉडी कि आपका रेट नहीं चलेगा, रेट चेंज हो गया है. Only that even they did not know when is the burst date slated to be, but they knew, all of them knew ki hone wala hai, big bang hone wala hai. So I would ask sometimes over a cup of tea, they would stay back, some of them who were close to me, sir aap dekh lo, kuch to bada hone wala hai. Kya bada hone wala hai sir? Mujhe lagta hai ki azadi is around the corner. So this hope had started building up in those people who were very moderate, let me put it. Many of my colleagues were moderate, I would say. They would not be involved first hand. But unko bhi lag raha tha. Yaar, tumko kya lag raha? Milegi azadi? Sir, mujhe to lag raha ki is baar milegi hi, although he would hold himself back probably, but even he was quite optimistic. Sir, is baar milegi. Because we are going all out. And believe me, he said, ki kya ho jayega, sir? 50,000 log mar jayenge, 1 lakh log mar jayenge. I got shock of my life. 1 lakh mar jayenge. Sir, we are ready for that sacrifice. That was shaking. क्या होगा सर, मर जाएंगे ना? लेकिन आजादी तो मिल जाएगी. बच्चे, सर बच्चे मर जाएगा, कोई बात नहीं, क्या होगा? लेकिन आजादी तो मिल जाएगी. मैं कहा तुमको क्या मिलेगा जब तुम्हारा बच्चा मर गया या तुम मर गए? सर कोई बात नहीं, मेरे बच्चे के बच्चे को तो मिलेगी, मेरे किसी नेबर को तो मिल जाएगी. नाउ जब ये जुनून आपके दिमाग में आ गया है, एंड दिस वॉज द जुनून. एंड द लास्ट बट नॉट द लास्ट थिंग विच इज वेरी clearly shown in this is that when Mr. Ganju is in the drum, rice drum hote the hamare gharon mein, the neighbor tells them ki wo phasa hua hai.
Yes.
Chupa hua hai. Now what does it indicate basically? That my next door neighbor, jiske saath main to chalo 25 saal se reh raha hoon, lekin mere parents 50 saal se reh rahe hain. We were not informed ki yaar aap bhaag jao. I am not saying they should have come and faced the bullet for me, no. But since they knew the enormity of what was going to happen, and they could have told me, "Yaar, ab jao, ab kuch apna thikana dhoond ke aao, maybe aapko fir." That is why we landed up in Jammu in a tent, because even Jammu was not prepared to cater to so many people. It had such a fragile infrastructure there. But hats off to the Dogras. I keep repeating, जिसके पास तीन कमरे थे उसने दो फ्री करके दे दिए. एंड वी से सर हमारे पास तो भी कैश ही नहीं है, नो एटीएम्स एंड ऑल. फिर मांगा किसने आपसे? अब रुको ना पहले यहाँ. नाउ पंखा नहीं है, कुछ भी नहीं है. वी वेर यूज टू लिविंग इन 34 डिग्री, सडनली यू हिट 48 डिग्रीज इन जून जुलाई. एंड दे वुड से कि आप ऐसा करो, आप दिन में हमारे कमरे में आके बैठ जाओ, यहाँ पंखा है एक. तो हाउ डू आई थैंक दिस डोगराज एनफ? इम्पॉसिबल. एंड इतनी ही जगह थी कि बाकियों को फिर टेंटो में रहना पड़ा. और उसमें भी देर इज वन बिग शिवा टेम्पल देयर वेयर द लोकल्स वुड कम एंड हेल्प अस विद डे टू डे नीड्स. आई कैन टेल यू प्लास्टिक बकेट्स मग्स वगैरह यूज के लोग जमा करके लाते थे. नोबडी वाज, उन दिनों 90 में इतना पैसा नहीं था जनरली, बट दे वुड कलेक्ट इट फ्रॉम डोर टू डोर. सो रियल सैल्यूट टू माई डोगरा ब्रदर्स हु रियली हेल्प मी इन द टफेस्ट पीरियड when they could have said ki yaar pehle hi hamare paas yahan bijli pani nahi, aap aur aage 3 lakh log yahan nahi kar. They never said that. What right. A warm option. They had real sympathy for me. Their empathy still continues for me. So it was a silver lining for me because there was no other way to go. So we landed there, some of us still there. I landed for a few months till I found a job here and then moved out, but relaxed, stayed there. They had no objection to some of us buying land and building houses or something ki hamare resource kha jaoge. No, never did that.
But sir, like as you said that your neighbors, you were living with them for 25 years, your parents have been living with them like for 50 years. After the movie came out, was there any message from there like for you?
I'm pretty active on Twitter and I have been attending Twitter spaces with my Kashmiri friends who I made friends with on Twitter. Some of them are very young vis-a-vis my age and experience. So we had sort of started baat karenge to baat banegi. Believe me, after this movie, almost 25 of them have stopped following me. They unfollowed me. If I go to the space, they come like a ton of bricks on me. मैं कहता हूँ क्या हो गया यार मूवी से? मूवी में जो दिखाया गया झूठ है क्या? तो मैं क्यों चेंज होऊंगा यार? मैंने तुमको 1990 में जब तुम जम्मू आए, आई डिडंट टेल यू एनीथिंग. तो 32 साल के बाद क्या कहूँ? वी हैव बीन मीटिंग, आई हैव बीन कमिंग देयर. सो व्हाई आर यू सो स्केयर्ड ऑफ ए मूवी व्हिच हैज कैप्चर्ड सम फैक्ट्स? अगर कोई गलत चीज हो और मेरे को इंसाइट करना हो, एंड नंबर टू दैट डोंट यू नो कश्मीरी हिंदूज, बिकॉज इफ यू गो बैक टू योर फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन, कि आपको कभी ये मन में नहीं आया कि रिवेंज लेना? तो दिस इज क्वेश्चन इन योर माइंड, देन दिस शुड हैव टोल्ड देम, अरे यार हमको तो पता है आप तो रिवेंज लेने वाले तो हो नहीं. तो इस पिक्चर के बाद आप क्या कर दो? आपने तो तब नहीं किया व्हेन यू डाइड अ डेथ, एंड टुडे व्हेन यू वॉच दैट मूवी, तो उसके बाद क्या करो? इट रियली आई डोंट नो व्हाई दे शुड हैव रिएक्टेड. ऑन द कॉन्ट्ररी, आई रिपीट दैट टुडे वॉज द टाइम एंड दे सेड 1990 में हम घबरा गए आपके साथ खड़े होने में. Today they should have stood up and said, "Yes, this happened to you. Sorry, let's make amends." Because ultimately, denial mein kitni der ho gaya. It is this denial that has smashed the narrative. They should have said, "Ho gaya." And they, knowing us, we would have said, "Yaar, ek haath aapne aage badhaya, ek hum bhi badhayenge." But no, ye to ek rift create karne ke liye banaya gaya hai movie ka. Aur so there are all sorts of canards are being spread today, including the one which were dead and buried for some time, ki Jagmohan ne nikala hai aapko.
Okay,
so they have started flinging this on me once again, Jagmohan ne nikala. And one of very senior leaders of the National Conference told me 3 days back on our Twitter space, mega please repeat, you mean to say ki main itna bewakoof tha ki Jagmohan ne mujhe kaha ki sab kuch chhod ke tum nikal jao, aur main nikal gaya? Yeah, sort of I can still say that. Then my argument ends there. साल के बाद भी आप डिनाइल में रहना चाहते हो तो आई कांट वेक यू अप, यू नो इट. सो मच फॉर द मूवी. यस,
या सो लाइक दिस दिस हैज बीन देयर फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम. कि जब भी हम बात करते हैं इस एक्सोडस का, इस जेनोसाइड का, तो पीपल ब्लेम इट ऑन जगमोहन. कैन यू टेल द रियलिटी टू द वर्ल्ड वंस एंड फॉर ऑल की क्या हुआ था? बिकॉज मैंने उनकी बुक पढ़ी है एंड आई गॉट टू नो सो मच फ्रॉम देयर जो कभी मुझे गवर्नमेंट के थ्रू पता ही नहीं चल पाता.
सी वंस अगेन आई थिंक इट्स अ वेरी पर्टिनेंट क्वेश्चन व्हिच यू हैव रेज्ड एंड नीड्स टू बी आंसर्ड, बिकॉज अदरवाइज इट्स अ पार्ट ऑफ द अदर नैरेटिव व्हिच इज फ्लंग बिकॉज देयर इज नॉट मच. सो दिस इज द ओनली फिग लीफ व्हाट आई कॉल लेफ्ट विद देम. नाउ ask any Kashmiri that when the first tenure of Mr. Jagmohan as governor took place, believe you me, he was considered to be a demigod that time. Kya sudhar diya yaar, kya badhiya kar diya. So he went back as the most popular governor there ever, and people used to say, yaar, agar ye election ke liye ladega na, yahan pe kisi ko bhi hara dega. So that was first tenure. Second tenure, when he saw this, because he had created that connect during his first tenure, that he connected with those very people and they started giving him this information. So, jab aap pehle aaye the aur aaj mein ye farak ho gaya hai. There is a lot of militancy which is taking place, aise aise aa raha hai. So, he put people in places. Yaar, mujhe information dete raho. So, once he gathered that, he started writing letters to Jagmohan, to Mr. Rajiv Gandhi. And this was over and above the local intelligence ke paas, koi rocket science nahi thi. I was not in intelligence, lekin mere ko pata hai ki kya ho raha hai. So they kept on giving reports one after another to them. So reports kept on going from intelligence, official letters from Mr. Jagmohan, that this is what is going on, and 88 was unki frozen turbulence mein.
Yeah.
Para aapko reproduce kar sakte hain. This is what happened, and the entire build-up took place till 89 July. Now, jis din final bullet fire hoga, if you tell me ki bhai usi din sara ho gaya, so then that is creating a narrative. What happened before 19th of January, or when Rubia Syed ki release se pehle? When I repeat, the first major killing was Mr. Tikalal Tapu. His funeral took place, and Mr. L.K. Admani came for that funeral. I was there in that funeral. So, us time kaun tha? The Chief Minister was Dr. Farooq Abdullah. The Prime Minister was Mr. Rajiv Gandhi. Jagmohan nahi the aas-paas kahin. Number two, when the rest of the deaths took place, Jagmohan was not there. Rubia Syed ki release ke din, Jagmohan was not there. Jab Rubia Syed kidnap hui, aaj tak ki kyun kisi ko pata nahi ki kahan thi wo?
Right.
Farooq Abdullah was the Chief Minister that time, sir. Local state ki responsibility unki thi na. 17 जनवरी को तो उन्हीं की रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी थी. 19 जनवरी को ज्वाइन किया मिस्टर जगमोहन ने, एंड द डे ही ज्वाइंड नोबडी लिसन टू हिम. कहीं पे कोई पुलिस का ऑफिसर उनकी बात नहीं सुन रहा. सो व्हाट डज ही डू व्हेन ही लैंड्स अप ऑन द डे द ब्लास्ट टेक्स प्लेस, बट द पर्सन हेल्ड द पोस्ट टिल 17 जनवरी, उसके साथ कोई दिक्कत नहीं है. द पर्सन हु हेल्ड द पोस्ट सेंटर एंड स्टेट टिल मिड 1989, उसके साथ कोई दिक्कत नहीं है. सो वीपी सिंह जो 3 महीने 4 महीने वहां थे, वो जगमोहन जी जो उस रात को आए, पुट द एंटायर ब्लेम ऑन दैट. सो आई थिंक दिस मूवी बस्ट दैट नरेटिव. इसी वजह से दर्द क्या है, दर्द तो यही है, ये स्टोरी का अंत हो गया. जो बड़ी क्योर की गई थी, बड़ा गिफ्ट रैप करके प्रेजेंट की. जब मैं भी यहाँ आया, सब कहते हैं यार थोड़ा एग्जैजरेट करके बता रहे हो आप. दे सॉ द मूवी, बिलीव मी, हाँ उनका फोन आया, अरे यार अब पता चला आपके साथ क्या हुआ. हम तो उस टाइम कहते थे बहुत ज्यादा एग्जैजरेट कर रहे हो, ट्राइंग टू ब्लेम द लोकल मुस्लिम. आई से इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल कि भाई सारे मुस्लिम से, बट दोज 20% मुस्लिम, 25% मुस्लिम स्पॉइल द नेम ऑफ 75% मुस्लिम. बट टुडे इज द टाइम 75% मुस्लिम should say, आज हालत ठीक है, टुडे आई विल स्टैंड अप फॉर दिस. उस टाइम मैं डर के मारे नहीं गई, बट दिस इज टाइम टू अटोन दैट. बट टुडे वंस अगेन फिर चुप है, फिर पुट द ब्लेम, पुट द स्मॉल बिट्स एंड पीसेस फॉर दैट डिनायल कंटिन्यूज, व्हिच इज द मोस्ट पेनफुल पार्ट.
राइट. एंड सर, अकॉर्डिंग टू मी, जब तक ये डिनायल रहेगा तब तक ये रिफ्ट और वाइडन होते जाएगा. समवन नीड्स टू टेक अ स्टैंड फ्रॉम देयर एंड से कि ये हुआ था एंड वी एक्सेप्टेड. Because I'm sure कि आज जितने मुस्लिम्स है वो मैक्सिमम ऑफ देम were not even born at that time. क्योंकि मेरे जितने तो कितने सारे होंगे मुस्लिम्स जो उस टाइम पे पैदा ही नहीं हुए थे. तो दे कैन स्टैंड अप फॉर यू नाउ. एंड लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल, जब 26/11 के अटैक्स के बाद द मुस्लिम्स इन महाराष्ट्र इन मुंबई दे केम अप, दे सेड कि वी आर सॉरी, दिस इज नॉट वॉट आर रिलीजन टीचर्स, एंड दे डोनेटेड ब्लड फॉर ऑल द विक्टिम्स बी इट ऑफ एनी रिलीजन. सो समथिंग लाइक दैट दे कुड हैव डन.
See, I would take it a step further and say that they would say, yeah, let us do one thing. Let's have a joint candlelight procession at Jantar Mantar.
Yeah,
then let's have a joint candlelight procession at Lal Chowk Srinagar. Dono mein dono aa jaate. And both of us will speak up against the ill treatment meted out by people.
Yeah.
हम लोग किसके खिलाफ बोलेंगे? We will speak against terrorist. On the one hand, we say terrorist का कोई religion नहीं है. He is not a Kashmiri. He is a terrorist. Is a terrorist. Yeah. So we are requesting you to stand up against the terrorists. वो चाहे 200 हो, 500 हो, 1000 हो. But what do you tell me कि हमारे को भी किसी ने मारा है? So they are trying to monkey balance it by telling me कि मेरे तो 1.5 लाख मरे हैं, तुम्हारे तो 200 मरे हैं. But as I said, मैंने तो किसी को नहीं मारा है. लेकिन हम सबको आप ही में से किसी लोगों ने मारा. Not putting the blame on all of them. We grew up, some of them got scared and all. लेकिन अगर 20% is quite a chunk और उससे कम लोग involved नहीं है directly indirectly अगर मैं बात करूँ. तो वो 20% के लिए बाकी 80% को खड़ा होना चाहिए आज. And this is that moment of truth, what I call. तो उनको एक चांस मिला है telling everybody, फाइन अब इसमें से आप नेट पिकिंग करोगे पिक्चर में से कि यार उस दिन 3 नहीं थे, 19 थे, 11 थे. तो नेट पिक इसमें एक मैसेकर आपने देखा है विच इज नंदीग्राम मैसेकर. मंदामा नहीं दिखाया गया. छत्तीसगढ़ मैसेकर नहीं दिखाया गया. हैव वी सम ऑफ देम कॉल्ड मी अप एंड सेड कि यार आप हमको ये बताओ कि कुछ कश्मीरी मुस्लिम ने तो बचाया आपको, कुछ ने तो मैसेज दी अपने नेक्स्ट. बिल्कुल दी है, वो क्यों नहीं कैप्चर हुआ? मैं कहा वेरी राइट. लेकिन जो जम्मू वालों ने हमको किया गया, आपने भी मूवी देखी क्या? कहीं पे डोगरा को थैंक किया गया इस मूवी में? कहीं नहीं थैंक. सो द फर्स्ट थैंक यू शुड हैव गॉन टू देम. बट डिड दे प्रोटेस्ट? नो. सम ऑफ द फाइनेस्ट जर्नलिस्ट फ्रॉम देयर, सम ऑफ द फाइन मीडिया इन्फ्लुएंसर्स फ्रॉम देयर आर सेइंग फाइन यार, इट वॉज अवर जॉब टू हेल्प यू. बट दैट मींस यू आर दैट मच मोर थैंकफुल टू देम. सो इसमें कुछ और कैप्चर नहीं किया गया. ये ट्रेल है, सिंबॉलिक ट्रेल कि भाई इस एंड से इसमें क्या थैंक्स गिविंग इसमें किसी की नहीं. एक लाइन है सिर्फ बाला साहब ठाकरे जी की, बिकॉज ही हेल्ड अवर यूथ विच कुड हैव गॉन पिक पॉकेटिंग में चले गए होते, किसी भी गलत नशे में चले गए होते. लेकिन बाला साहब ठाकरे जी ने ये जो हेल्प की कि हमारी एजुकेशन की कंटिन्यूटी हुई, तो दैट इज वाई वन लाइन मैंशन ऑफ बाला साहब ठाकरे जी बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट था फॉर अवर यूथ टू नॉट गेट टूवर्ड्स ड्रग्स एंड ऑल. रिवेंज की तो कभी बात नहीं, बट ड्रग्स वगैरह की वो जा सकते थे. बट थैंक्स टू बाला साहब ठाकरे जी जो मैच.
राइट सर. सर लाइक आई रिमेम्बर दिस वेरी क्लियरली. हम आई वेंट फॉर द मूवी विद माय फैमिली एंड वी गॉट आउट ऑफ द मूवी. वी वर इन कंप्लीट शॉक बिकॉज द नोट ऑन विच द फिल्म एंड्स, इट इज इवन थिंकिंग अबाउट इट राइट नाउ ब्रिंग्स टीयर्स टू माय आईज. एंड माय ब्रदर ही टोल्ड मी दिस वन वेरी स्पेसिफिक थिंग विच वॉज कश्मीरी पंडित्स. We all failed them. The state failed them. Do you also think that way, that the state has failed you?
There's absolutely no doubt about it. Because to me, the biggest loss is what happened to our females.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it is not only the torture of the ladies, which is unmatched and unparalleled. Lekin, believe you me, this time, hamare ghar pe do gunmen aaye. The first thing we did was the ladies and the girl children. They are moved to the attic. This idea ki agar kuch ho to inko to maar dena padega. Imagine those 2 hours of trauma. Because the gunmen did not leave our compound. The only thing, they didn't fire at our doors. Ki ho sakta hai bolt khul jate, lekin wahan pe kya hai, devdar ke doors hote hain. Devdar doesn't keep the bolt through, it gets embedded in there. Aur unko bhi pata tha. ब्रेक ओपन और वहां पे जो अंदर से दरवाजों की जो कुंडे वगैरह हैं बहुत रॉट आयरन के बने होते, वो ब्रेक भी नहीं होते बहुत जल्दी. सो दो 2 hours ऑफ ट्रॉमा जब हमारी माय वाइफ, माय एल्डर ब्रदर्स वाइफ, माय मदर, ये लिटरली शिवरिंग इन द एटिक जहां पे आपने देखा ये चावल का ड्रम दिखाया गया. अवर लेडीज स्टूड देयर फॉर 2 hours. कब जाएंगे ये दो लोग? So those 2 hours of trauma, we kya karta? The only thing what we could do is that फिर जो हमारे पास में एक पिकेट थी, वो रात को उसने कहा कि मैं आपकी गाड़ी को कहीं पॉइंट तक आगे गाइड कर दूंगा, इतना ही मैं हेल्प कर सकता. हमने कहा यार अगर हम गाड़ी में निकले तो कहीं कोई उड़ा दे हमको. बिलीव यू मी दैट पुलिस मैन स्टूड देयर कि यार ये सारा छोड़ के जाओगे आप, क्या करें आप? फिर आप तो कह रहे हमारे पास कैश ही नहीं. बिकॉज 5 to 6 देयर प्रेयर टू दैट banks were closed because of the hartal and all. So we left literally without cash. Ab ghar mein kitna cash hota hai 1990s mein?
Right.
Aur humne pehle 2 mahine kiraya nahi diya Jammu mein apne landlord. That gentleman told us ki yaar कौन मांग रहा है आपसे किराया? दिस ट्रॉमा स्टेट ने हेल्प नहीं किया एंड द कैलेसनेस ऑफ द मीडिया, बिलीव मी मीडिया डिस्ड अस दैट टाइम बाय राइटिंग दोज अगली स्टोरीज. द कश्मीरी पंडित्स हेल्ड द टॉप पोस्ट, सो इट वाज अ रिवेंज अगेंस्ट, कम ऑन दिस वाज द स्टोरी fabricated against us. Sometimes, now let me name them also. आप उसके पांच साल तक की स्टोरी पढ़िए, कहीं पे मेरी व्यथा सुनाई नहीं गई है. So I was let down by the media that time. I wish that the social media was there that time. Things would have been entirely different. So media let me down, the state let me down, central let me down, but the local security forces जितना भी कुछ कर सकते थे वो, because ultimately they were under the state command and they were not even listening into Mr. Jagmohan when he came back. Because that local police was either scared or they were in collusion. So he was handicapped. So handicapped Mr. Jagmohan tried to do something, aur unko bhi nikal diya gaya baar. You see, he was not in a full term also. Full term means ki ek saal bhi nahi rakha gaya. Why? He started gradually getting grip on this and he would have really acted hard on this. Unko bhi nikala gaya. So it's a complete let down by all the forces that could have helped us. I've not never used the word saved us, but that could have helped us.
Right. Sir, you talked about ki do gunmen aapke ghar pe aaye the. Did you know them? Like pehchan ke the ya they were just random gun?
Nahi, pehchan ke nahi the.
But what did they exactly tell you?
They said only one thing, aap bahar niklo. They somehow had a clue ki hamare yahan pe doctor hain. They said pehle usko bahar nikalo, humne usko le jana hai. कहीं पे हमारे किसी को गोली लगी है, उसको ले जाना है. तो बट वी कुड गेट कि उसके लिए दो गनमैन क्यों आने साथ जरूरी है. वी डिडंट नो दैट दे वर प्रोबेबली 20-21 प्योर कश्मीरी स्पीकिंग, और जो भी उन्होंने बोला वो प्योर कश्मीरी में था कि आप निकलो बाहर सारे. एंड दे केप्ट ऑन रिंगिंग इट. एक जो लैंडलाइन टेलीफोन था, द फर्स्ट थिंग दैट दे डिड वाज द स्नैप द वायर, उसकी तार काट दी. बाकी तो उससे हमारी कम्युनिकेशन ही खत्म हो गई. और कोई हाँ नहीं, एक लैंडलाइन फोन था वो पहले काट दिया उन्होंने. दैट वाज द फर्स्ट थिंग दे डिड. वो होती थी वहां पे एंड वी हैड अ कार गैरेज, एज आई टोल्ड यू वेयर द रीसेंट पिक्चर. सो उस गैरेज पे एक बंदा चढ़ के एक गन पर नीचे था, उसने पहले स्नैप कर दी कि फोन वगैरह के.
You can ever go back and not matlab specifically you but the whole community of Kashmiri Pandits, can you go back to your homes now? Now that the film has come out and certain steps might be taken, what are your thoughts on that?
See, I would reckon two or three things is that post Article 370, what has majorly happened is that the hope that lived in the minds of the fence sitters even is gone. तो उनको पता है कि अब ये कोई रिवर्स नहीं करने वाला है. One thing for sure, if people, I have been telling my Kashmiri Muslim friends that one of the finest legal eagles of India, Mr. Harish Salve के इंटरव्यू में आप देखिए, उन्होंने अक्टूबर 2019 में बोला कि इस पिटिशन को हाथ नहीं लगाएगा कोई सुप्रीम कोर्ट में, because it has been enacted by both the houses of the parliament and then passed by the president of India. So चीजों को सुप्रीम कोर्ट हाथ नहीं लगाता क्योंकि 317 इटसेल्फ वाज अ टेंपरेरी इनएक्टमेंट, जिसको अब पूरा खत्म कर दिया गया. तो वो सुनने के बाद भी, और लोगों को पता है कि तब से भी, आज देखिए मोर देन टू इयर्स नाउ इट हैज कम आउट, सुप्रीम कोर्ट हाथ भी नहीं लगा रहा है इसको. एंड नाउ दे नो द इंडियन पॉपुलेशन इज टोटली अगेंस्ट एनीबडी. दैट्स व्हाई बीजेपी इज चैलेंजिंग कांग्रेस की आप ये मैनिफेस्टो में डालो कि 370 वापस लाएंगे, तो पॉसिबल नहीं है. सो तो कॉमन कश्मीर को पता है कि 370 इज गॉन. विद रिजर्व जो चल रहा था वहां पे, कुछ लोग कह रहे थे हम आजादी दिलवाएंगे आपको, कुछ लोग कह रहे थे कि हम पाकिस्तान से मिलवा देंगे. इंडिया के लिए एक ही बात, वन दे वुड गेट डिटैच, इंडिपेंडेंट रहे पाकिस्तान से के साथ में, मेंट नथिंग टू अस. बट दैट लास्ट वेस्टेज ऑफ होप इज गॉन. विद रिजल्ट वो जो कॉमन पब्लिक का जो साथ था, सपोर्ट था, वो कम हो गया है. The other indication of that is कि आज की डेट में भी जो भी killings हो रही है, जो terrorist मर रहा है, उसकी information मिल रही है. इसी वजह से it's hardly any collateral damage. पॉइंटेड किलिंग हो रही है वहां पे, द रीजन बीइंग कि कोई लोकल आके ही इंफॉर्मेशन दे रहा है, एंड द लोकल इज कश्मीर,
राइट,
कश्मीर इज फेड अप ऑफ इट। आज कई लड़कियां बाहर निकली हैं कि भाई हमारे साथ तो वो लोग घर में आते थे, दे वुड मिसबिहेव विद अस, डू ऑल सॉर्ट्स ऑफ थिंग्स। वो जो एक फटीग सेट इन हो गया है कॉमन पब्लिक में, यार बहुत हो गया, 30 साल के बाद कुछ नहीं मिला, सो विल नॉट टेक एनी ऑफ दिस क्रैप। वो जो कॉमन लेवल पे, जो ग्राउंड लेवल पे जो इनके लिए सपोर्ट सिस्टम था, दैट इज क्रम्बलिंग डाउन। सो आई एम श्योर गोइंग फॉरवर्ड ये टोटली एलिनेट हो जाएंगे, ऐसे लोग जो भी होंगे, एक रैंडम किलिंग्स इधर उधर की, तो ठीक है, आई कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट विल कंटिन्यू टू कीप द पॉट बॉइलिंग फ्रॉम देयर पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू। लेकिन एज द न्यूअर थिंग्स कीप हैपनिंग, पीपल स्टार्ट गेटिंग जॉब्स, आई एम नॉट सेइंग लोकल्स ओनली, अब होटल है वहां पे, यहाँ से भी जाएंगे लोग बाहर, वहां यहाँ पे आएंगे, देन द ट्रेन, इट मेक्स कनेक्टिविटी, बिकॉज कश्मीर एक अलग ही जगह लग रही थी आपको, वो दूर है। Now, within next 6 months, Kashmir would be 4.5 hours from Jammu.
Right.
Driving distance, 4.5 hours. Means, आप जम्मू से निकल के 2 घंटे काम करके वापस आ सकते हैं. This could not be thought of. जम्मू से निकलना या कश्मीर से निकलना would be जैसे एक डिपार्चर है जी, आप कब आओगे, तो सी ऑफ टाइप्स.
Right.
Thoroughfare connects, roads connect. जब ऐसा connect हो जाता है, train आएगी तो और further connect हो जाएगा. Which will throw open Kashmir to the rest of India. So it will no longer remain encapsulated in that single ideology. वहाँ पे capitalism और आएगा, वहाँ पे capital आएगा, jobs आएंगे, and but as I earlier said, it was not about jobs. But since the basic has been disrupted, वो faith system खत्म कर दिया गया है कि अब कुछ होने वाला है Kashmir. Now this would be the icing on that. Therefore, I see. See, हमको 32 साल हो गए, इट माइट टेक अनदर 5 इयर्स, सो व्हाट इज द हरी आई थिंक इट शुड हैव हैपेंड टुमारो, बट इट्स नॉट गोइंग टू हैपन। बट सी दैट डे इफ यू सी, एक वो बड़ा सिंबॉलिक दिखाया गया है कि एक ट्रक में जा रही है फैमिली, निकल रही है, सो मैं निकला तो ट्रक में सिंबॉलिकली, लेकिन मैं वापस ट्रक में नहीं जाऊंगा, मैं जाऊंगा जब मुझे लगेगा वहां पे रहने लायक मेरा माहौल है, मेरे साथ हर एक के साथ गनमैन तो नहीं आएगा, मेरे घर के बाहर गनमैन नहीं आएगा। सो वंस द सिचुएशन इम्प्रूव्स, विच इज इम्प्रूविंग leaps and bounds in Kashmir, 5 years down the line, I am sure it will go up to that level. I'll feel safe. There will be more job opportunities to go for my younger generation. And yes, that would be when we'll go in bigger numbers. We have gone back 6 months, mind you. This was the 7th migration. Saathi baat mein wapas jayenge. That is
for sure. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I really hope that ye ho jaye, because no one deserves this. No one, no human being deserves this. Sir, before we end this podcast, there are a few specific audience questions which I wanted to ask you. First question is from Dr. Ramu, which is, why among their people criticize the movie which is showing the real incidents and also create false equivalents of Kashmiri Pandits with Kashmiri Muslims? So I think so the gist is that why are Kashmiri Muslims denying that this is an accurate film?
See, प्रोबेबली एक चीज जो था कि वो जो एक फसाद क्रिएट किया गया था, फॉल्स नैरेटिव क्रिएट किया गया था कि हम गलत नहीं हैं, बट लेट मी रिपीट, सब गलत नहीं हैं, बट ये कुछ लोगों को क्यों डिफेंड करने के लिए, व्हाई इज वंस अगेन द कवर फायर बीइंग गिवन टू दोज पीपल हु नीड टू बी कंडेम्ड बाय देम एंड बाय अस बोथ। आई एम नॉट फॉर अ मिनट accusing any common Kashmiri of doing any wrong with me. Us time wo bhi dar ke mare kamre mein baith gaya, so I can't accuse him of that. But that come out of his house and say nahi yaar ye picture mein jo dikhaya gaya wo sach hai, sach se humko darne ki zarurat nahi hai, because ye to katu satya hai, isme koi deny nahi kar sakta. Kya unme se koi keh raha hai ki ye jo hua hai Mr. Ganju ke sath jis area mein, kya wo galat hai? Dil se nahi. Kya drum mein aise mara gaya? Kya blood soaked chawal khilaye gaye? क्या सर्वानंद कोल प्रेमी जी को ऐसे मारा गया, बेटे को और कोल से हैंग किया गया? क्या ऐसी 200 और कहानियां हैं जो नहीं बताई गई? सो दैट इज व्हाट इज प्रोबेबली नॉट बीइंग टेकन अप बाय द इंटेलिजेंसिया एंड गार्डेड बाय द पॉलिटिकल क्लासेस। उमर अब्दुल्ला जी और फारूक साहब लगे हुए हैं कहने में गलती हमारी है ही नहीं। जब वो डिनायल में पड़ जाए, बिकॉज उनको कल फिर कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी फेस करनी, सो दे आर स्टिल लिविंग इन दैट डिनायल मोड, वो जो वही वॉइसेज हैं आज की डेट में जो हमेशा बोलती हैं, आई एम श्योर फोर मंथ्स डाउन द लाइन व्हेन दे सी यार कुछ ऐसा आफत तो नहीं आई इस फिल्म से, देन दे विल से नहीं यार वी शुड हैव बट दे विल नॉट, आई डोंट लुक. और ये जो इक्वलेंस की बात है ये मैंने पहले भी बताया है, ऑल कश्मीरी पंडित्स वेर किल्ड बाय लोकल कश्मीरीज एंड फॉर नो राइम और रीजन. मैंने कभी उनको ये नहीं कहा कि यार आप आजादी क्यों मांग रहे हो, मैंने कभी कुछ नहीं बोला. तो दे माइट हैव टोल्ड मी आप पीछे रहो यार, लेकिन हम लड़नी है सो प्लीज गो अहेड. तो मैंने कभी रोका नहीं, फिर भी मुझे मार दिया. नंबर टू, उनको किसी कश्मीरी हिंदू ने मारा हो, एक आदमी को पिछले 3250 साल में मारा हो, लेट देम नेम वन पर्सन एंड टेल मी दैट यू आर लाइंग. नंबर टू, या तो वो आर्मी के साथ वेज्ड अगेंस्ट वॉर अगेंस्ट द नेशन, दिस इज व्हाट दे डिजर्व्ड एंड गॉट. और आगे भी जो नेशन के खिलाफ हिंदू मुस्लिम से कोई भी हो बंदूक उठाएगा तो उसके माथे पे गोली लगनी चाहिए. आई एम वेरी क्लियर अबाउट इट. और जो बंदा आर्मी के खिलाफ पत्थर मारेगा, मेरी आर्मी पत्थर से बचने के लिए नहीं बनेगा, वो मेरे को बॉर्डर पे भी बचाएगी, मेरे को किसी और से भी बचाएगी, और उस पर कोई पत्थर भी मारेगा, ऐसे कैसे हो सकता है? आर्मी इज टू बी सल्यूटेड एवरीवेयर. आपको मिलते आप सल्यूट करते हो, और मैं यहाँ पे पत्थर मार दूं, और वो भी दो चार पांच तो ठीक है, लेकिन पूरा एक 10,000 का क्राउड आएगा एंड देन आई टेल देम कि आप वो क्या करे, उनके पास तो गन ही है ना. सो लेट्स नॉट क्रिएट दिस फॉल्स इक्विवेलेंसेस एंड द फैक्ट दे शुड आस्क देम कि यार ये सारे कश्मीरी पंडित निकल गए, अब तो कोई दिक्कत नहीं थी, तो फिर मरे क्यों ये? या तो वेज वॉर किया. एंड नंबर टू, टू रिपीट दिस, कि वो जो लोकल मॉडरेट मुस्लिम्स थे उनको किसने मारे? एंड आई नेम डॉक्टर अशाय, डॉक्टर गुरु, मौलवी फारूक, उनको किसने मारा? मैंने नाम लिया कई सारे और लीडर्स का जिनको मारा गया, हुआ वेरी वेल नोन फिगर्स, तो उनको किसने मारा? लोकल्स नहीं तो मारा. तो ना मेरे पे दोष आता है, तो ये जो बॉडी बैग सब गिनने में कि यार आपके 219 हैं, मेरे 1,00,000 हैं, सो व्हाट? फॉर मी एवरी बॉडी इज वेरी, उनके लिए भी आई एम नॉट सेइंग कि बॉडीज आर लेस एनीवेयर, लेकिन मैं किसी का कातिल नहीं हूँ, ना किसी कतल का जिम्मेवार हूँ, लेकिन मेरे कतल के हर एक कतल के वही जिम्मेवार. सो दैट इज द प्राइमरी डिफरेंस.
राइट सर. सर यू स्पोक लाइक अ ट्रू आर्मी मैन, बिकॉज इस पॉडकास्ट पे हम बहुत ज्यादा आर्मी पॉडकास्ट करता है, इंटरव्यू लॉट ऑफ पीपल फ्रॉम आर्मी, एंड वो जिस तरह से बोलते हैं आपने बिल्कुल उसी तरह से कहा अभी. तो सर द सेकेंड क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम मिस्टर अमित सिंह, विच इज हाउ डज इट फील दैट इवन आफ्टर द रिलीज ऑफ कश्मीर फाइल्स एंड इवन आफ्टर सो मेनी डॉक्यूमेंटेड फैक्ट्स, मेनी नोन सूडो लिबरल्स लाइक राणा अयूब एंड एक्टिविस्ट लाइक दैट, दे स्टिल डिनाय कि ये हुआ था. तो वॉट डज दैट मेक यू फील लाइक, इज देर लाइक द फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन, लाइक इज देर दैट फीलिंग ऑफ रिवेंज, इज दैट देर की मतलब यार चुप हो जाए, ऐसा कभी लगता है आपको?
Yes, of course. Of course, see, the first thing is probably जितना मुझे दुख हुआ था अपने निकलने से, उतना ही आप लोगों ने भी वो देखा होगा. तो जब सीआरपीएफ के लोग कश्मीर गए थे इलेक्शन कंडक्ट करने के लिए, किसी की हेलमेट उतारी गई थी, किसी का हैवर सैक उतारा गया था, उन पे थूका गया था, but they did not retaliate. Now that was a painful moment for me because they are our heroes. और उनके साथ वो तो मुझे लग रहा था कि अल्टीमेट पॉइंट था मेरे लिए कि कितनी पेशेंट है मेरी सिक्योरिटी फोर्सेस. दैट इज वन. नंबर टू, ये सारा खुल जाने के बाद भी यू हैव दीज राणा अयूब और लेफ्ट लिबरल सिस्टम, एंड बिलीव मी टुडे इवन अ पर्सन लाइक यशवंत सिन्हा, अ मिनिस्टर, अ कैरियर डिप्लोमैट, वो क्या लिख रहे हैं ये लोग जिन्होंने देश का नमक खाया है साथ. ये लोग दे वर एट द हेल्म. इसने क्या किया अपने टाइम में, बताए तो सही, इसने कोई छोटे पोस्ट तो रखे लिए नहीं, वाज ऑलवेज एट द हेल्म, बट टुडे ही हैज द गॉल बिकॉज़ ही हैज बीन थ्रोन आउट टू स्पीक अगेंस्ट मी.
राइट.
इनसे तो मतलब थक गए यार, मतलब मेंटली रिटन ऑफ हैं ये लोग, बिकॉज ये नहीं सुधरेंगे. इवन देन नाउ हियर इज अ ह्यूमन ट्रेजेडी अगेंस्ट व्हिच दे आर स्पीकिंग. इट्स नॉट अ फिल्म, इट्स नॉट अ वे अग्निहोत्री. ये ह्यूमन ट्रेजेडी की जब एक लेडी के हस्बैंड को उसके मारा गया और उसके ब्लड सोक चावल खिलाए गए, उसके खिलाफ भी राणा अयूब नहीं बोल सकती, तो देन देयर इज समथिंग रॉन्ग विद दिस ह्यूमन बोन. लुक इन टू द मिरर एंड सी कि इस एट्रॉसिटी के साथ वो क्यों खड़ी नहीं हो सकती एक मिनट में.
राइट,
व्हाट वी डू शी काउंटर बैलेंस कि वहां भी तो मारा था. आस्क द नेम ऑफ द लेडी, आस्क द नेम ऑफ द हस्बैंड, शी विल नॉट नो, बट व्हाट शी विल टेल यू, अखलाक को लिंच किया गया. दैट वाज अ हॉरिबल टेल. मेरे को भी अखलाक याद नहीं होना चाहिए था. आई कंडेम इट एवरी टाइम, बट ये कंडेम नहीं कर पाता. तो आई थिंक ये ग्रेजुअली इस मूवी से वही जो पर्दे उठ गए हैं, वो जो मुखौटे गिर गए हैं, दैट इज द पेन ऑफ दिस एंड दैट इज व्हाट हैज मेड दिस. ये मूवी नहीं है सर, मूवमेंट है. द वे पीपल गो एंड ऑल, वही जो आप कह रहे हो गुस्सा है, ये लोगों का गुस्सा ही तो है, बट स्टिल नोबडी इज डन एनीथिंग. कहीं आपने देखा मूवी से निकल के किसी की दुकान तोड़ दी, कहीं तोड़ दी, जो आज ये लोग बोल रहे हैं, किसी को कुछ नहीं कहा. अगर वंदे मातरम बोला है उससे क्यों तकलीफ हो रही है किसी? आर्सन नहीं देखा इसके बाद, कहीं दुकान नहीं तोड़ी गई, किसी को पीटा नहीं गया. आई एम हैप्पी, नहीं होना चाहिए, बट दे शुड एक्नॉलेज कि लोग देख रहे हैं. एंड टुडे समबडी वाज सेइंग इन वन ऑफ द इंटरव्यू, मुझे बड़ा बुरा लगता है कि जो रोते हैं लोग अंदर, मतलब मेरे रोने में भी उनको तकलीफ.
ओके,
सो व्हाट डू यू टेल दिस मी? यस, इट्स पेन, यू थिंक इट्स पेनफुल, यस इट इज वेरी पेन. वी आर ह्यूमन आफ्टर ऑल. But my question is, are they not human? That is where I leave this.
Yeah. So this is very right कि आपने जो कहा कि रोने पे भी उन्हें मतलब प्रॉब्लम हो रही है. एंड इस इंटरव्यू को स्टार्ट करने के पहले आई टोल्ड यू कि आई नो कि ये कितना ज्यादा पेनफुल होगा आपके लिए टू रेमिनिस ऑल ऑफ दिस. एंड मैंने जब आपसे फर्स्ट टाइम बात की थी कि लेट्स डू एन इंटरव्यू ऑन दिस होल जेनोसाइड एंड वॉट एवर द रियालिटी, उस टाइम पे कॉन्स्टेंटली आई वॉज टॉकिंग विथ माई टीम कि Is it right to interview someone जिनके साथ में ये हुआ है, who has seen this? Because वो मेरे लिए pain था, तो how cannot they understand कि this is real pain for you? And there is a book called A Sanghi Who Never Went to a Shaka, if I'm not wrong. Yes, उसमें एक quote है which says कि a Muslim death is emotion and a human Hindu death is just a number, which is so true in these circumstances.
They're proving it.
Yeah.
They're proving it. They are saying कि यहाँ इतने लाख मरे, आप तो सिर्फ इतने ही मरे. So this would be called a genocide. In fact, in one of the programs we evaluated those 5 points. What makes it
the 10 stages of genocide? Yeah.
अब क्या करें उसके बाद? But they tell me नहीं 800 नहीं मरे. In fact, in one of the shows, I think Mr. Anupam Kher took on. Let me not name the anchor. उसको बोला
कि I saw that. Yeah.
So as insensitive things. Although believe me that anchor has been covering us at Jantar Mantar very regularly. I don't know why we lost out that time. I have still high respect for her. She comes from our community only and she has been covering this Jantar Mantar for years together. She has taken my bite so many times. But it happens at times.
Right. So, sir, next question is from, this is from Instagram. This person's Instagram ID is A Girl in City. What do they think about media? And I have asked you this question, the same question, that media ne jo galat stories batai. So in short, just give her the answer ki what is your opinion on the wrong coverage?
One is that you don't report about it. I would have still lived with it. But the other thing is that you watered it down. You gave it a spin. Saying that ye to Kashmiri Hindu ji atrocities kar rahe the, to ye revenge time aa gaya. Let me not name... the journalist who later on said yaar ye to main kab reporter thi tab to fine.
Yeah.
There are people who wrote column centimeters of this atrocity on Muslims
and they still write that because the piece that came in News Laundry it is rubbish.
Absolutely. To kya itna bhi samajh nahi hai kya unko, aur itna bada khulasa hone ke baad sometimes even silence helps you to stay as a reasonable journalist. I will not write for it. Fair enough. You can keep quiet. You don't have to be on the wrong side every time. Yeah. In fact, the same journalist I talk about, she's written some good pieces also thereafter. We keep interacting with each other, which is fair. Us time ho gaya, but kahin to amends karo iske. But the people are not doing it. They're not even able to keep quiet. So that time, if you ask me, because it was a limited media that time. So that limited media, most of it let me down, not by their silence, but by spinning the narrative.
Right. So the next question, and this is very interesting. This is from Parth Pandey. This is, what do they understand by Kashmiri? Because this is constantly brought up by the media.
Yes. Kashmiriyat was something which was prevalent in Kashmir, in which, if you saw the first shot of the movie, we were always touted as Dalibat. Dalibat means ki you are a pushover.
Okay.
He lived with this ignominy, if you ask me.
Hmm.
We live as real equals. But yes, we lived as good neighbors, good friends, classmates, schoolmates. We would participate in each other's sukh dukh mein participate karte the, and there was peace prevalent. Kabhi stabbing nahi hui. Hamari ladies move karti thi till I would say 1980 without any fear. Kya koi mard ek saath ja. So I would reckon ki wo tha Kashmir. Aisa nahi tha, thi Kashmir. So koi aisa nahi hota. Chain snatching nahi dekhi humne apni life mein wahan. Kabhi nahi hui. So it moved from this directly to the gun. Imagine the transformation. तो वो कश्मीरियत जो फिर इन्होंने इन्वोक करने की कोशिश की, उसको कभी गंगा जमनी तहजीब करने की, दैट इज डेड एंड बरी इन 1986, उसको 6 feet डाउन दफना दिया गया. देयर इज नथिंग लाइक इट एज ऑफ टुडे. हम दोबारा कोशिश कर रहे थे, एंड दिस वाज द मोमेंट फॉर देम. वो कश्मीरियत खड़ी करेंगे. यार एक स्टोरी कही है किसी ने, कोई और बनाएगा कल कोई मूवी, कोई दिक्कत नहीं. एज राइटली सेड दैट हिस्ट्रीज आर इंटरिम रिपोर्ट्स. This is not the last word said on Kashmir. Somebody else make another movie. Who stops it? Somebody else make only on some other massacre. But standing against me, yaar, aapka dimag kharab kar diya is picture mein. So that is very painful. That means you know, people banayi thi ek cookie. It was never a steel bullet. It was a cookie which crumbled just because of 6 days running of a movie.
Right.
So that is what is painful. So wo Kashmiriyat jo hai, not to be seen around as of today.
Right. Sir, the last question from audience is, this is from Agam Saraswat, which is, why didn't they fought back at that time? What stopped them from fighting?
Correct. Now tell me, I am in my house, and not two, we are six of us, including ladies and all. But mere door ke bahar do ladke hain, Kalashnikov leke, and who have no compunction in killing anybody. So unko koi pakdega nahi. And in one round of Kalashnikov, you know how many bullets it can fire. So what do I do at that moment?
Right.
Meri police saksham nahi thi. JK police mere saath nahi thi fully. CRPF ke paas us time dande the wahan. Wo ladne ke liye nahi thi. Why was army called? So armed फोर्सेस स्पेशल पावर एक्ट वो आज भी क्यों है वहां पे? बिकॉज उनको गली में से निकलना पड़ता है, कूचे में से निकलना पड़ेगा, कहीं ऊपर छत से कोई चीज गिरा देगा. कैन यू इमेजिन कि उबला हुआ गर्म पानी डाला गया सिक्योरिटी फोर्सेस के ऊपर? बिकॉज वो गली कूचे में से निकल रहे हैं, तो उसमें क्या करे वो? इफ ही फायर्स बैक, तो जी घर के अंदर ही मार दिया. गन्स बंद हुए तो रबर पैलेट चलाए गए तो किसी के मुंह पे लगे, जी देखो जी मुंह पे लग गए गलत. नोबडी इज सेइंग कि यार ये जरूरत क्यों पड़ी चलाने, और पिछले ढाई साल जरूरत नहीं पड़ी. सो फाइटिंग अगेंस्ट समबडी हु इज रेडी टू डाई, सी इट इज नॉट इक्विवेलेंट कि यार आप और मैं लड़े आपस में, किसी को नहीं पता क्या होगा, बट यू हैव अ गन एंड यू आर रेडी टू डाई. अब एक ह्यूमन बॉम्बर के साथ मैं कैसे लड़ू? वो किसी ने जैकेट लगाया हुआ है कि भाई मैं तो यहाँ पे सेल्फ ब्लास्ट कर दूंगा, तो क्या करोगे आप उसमें? Will say, right. Still, आप जाकर जरा ये जैकेट उतारो. I don't think that was wise. I still feel that I live to tell this tale, to tell the world this can happen, to tell my India this can happen. This was more prudent than to go down dying on the road.
Yeah.
And not live to tell the world the story. And then it would have been said कि यार ये तो हमारे को मारने आए थे इसलिए तो मारना पड़ा. Then the story. Imagine. I did not fight. Still, the story is being spun against me. Had I even stood up, so then it would have been. ये तो बंदूक और मेरे हाथ में बंदूक रख दी होती. ये देखो ये बंदूक लेके आया मेरे घर. मैं तो मारना ही था इसे. And you can't fight against Kalashnikovs. I repeat that. Hand grenades and Kalashnikovs. There are no knives. There are no small guns and all. It was all Kalashnikovs. जो अफगानिस्तान वगैरह का चल रहा था, उसी के गन लाए. So it's not possible. I repeat.
Right.
It was not a cowardice. It was prudent decision taken by populace which is 100% literate, 100% literate. Mm. I think unique distinction in 1990. So it was not a collective wisdom. If you ask, "Sare milke kiye?" No, everybody. जो आठ लोग दस लोग थे यार इसका क्या कर सकते हैं, रनिंग अवे इज
राइट।
जेनोसाइड के दो साइड नहीं होते, राइट के होते हैं, वॉर के होते हैं, हर एक चीज के दो साइड होते हैं। जेनोसाइड इज वन साइड परपेट्रेट्स ऑन अनदर,
नो डिफरेंस। इट इज अ प्लैंड क्लींजिंग ऑफ अ कम्युनिटी।
एब्सोल्युटली।
या सो एनी लास्ट मैसेज टू द नेशन एज अ कश्मीरी पंडित?
I would like to tell everyone that please watch this movie Nauz, not for Kashmiri Hindus. I'm just a prop used in this movie to say that please stay alert. Number one. Number two, for me, the three myths have been debunked. पहले मुझे कहा गया कि जो अभी भी आपने बोला, जब मैं यार आप तो कायर होके निकल गए वहां से, ऐसे कैसे हो, so that has been debunked. Then came the second theory, जो जगमोहन थ्योरी, कि आपको जगमोहन ने कहा आप जाओ 10 दिन के लिए तो फिर मैं आपको वापस बुला लूंगा, तब तक इनको मैं मार दूंगा, debunked. The third one, which we missed out, was in 2010 they used a word called भगोड़ा. भगोड़े हैं, and they came shouting on the television sets and all, some of the MLAs used this word on the TV. ये तो भगोड़े हैं कश्मीरी, means ये तो भाग गए यार एक्सकर्शन के लिए चले गए, आई एम ऑन एक्सकर्शन आउट हियर, आप रुके नहीं हमारे लिए यहाँ पे, तो आपके लिए इतना कुछ रेडी रखा था हमने, तो आप भाग गए. सो दोस थ्री मिथ्स हैव बीन बस्टेड. इट इज बेस्ड ऑन ट्रूथ एंड फैक्ट्स. और जिसको कोई डाउट होता है, प्लीज पुट इट ऑन माई DM, पुट इट ऑन माई ट्विटर हैंडल, आपसे इंटरेक्ट करें, वील आंसर दोज क्वेश्चन. जहां पे इनको लग रहा है कि कुछ गलत किया गया या कुछ एग्जैजरेट किया गया, on the contrary, 1/10 has been shown, because it has been shown only as a symbol, not as a complete death story. Wo nahi, it's a weave of small points to tell a story which has been finally narrated in those superlative soliloquy jisme sara kuch sum kiya gaya hai movie ka. That says it all. Jinhone nahi dekhi to unke liye expose na kare hain, that this is one of the finest monologues jo humne dekha hai Indian screen pe. So it's so passionate. Darshan Kumar ki eyes, ki depth to to hopelessness, jo moment hai, captures it all. So watch the movie. That is my best.
Perfect. And yeah, as you said, ki jo Darshan Kumar ka last, towards the last wo monologue hai, where he gives that speech, it completely talks about history se leke present and the future. He talks about everything in that.
That is why I said ki it is a continuum in which I am just one of the pieces. So look at the entire thread. Kashmiri Hindu is ek sirf piece hai. There is a story before me. There's going to be a story after me. Since you are going to be a part of the story after me, so watch it out for that. There are people who are interested in what happened before that. There is story for them. Aur hum logon ki story jo hai, wo proof hai ki ye sab sach hai. So that is why I say, look at the entire thread. Which you rightly said, and he doesn't end the movie there. He ends the movie on Nandigram massacre for you to carry that impactful message. जो अभी बताया मैंने यहाँ पे मैं culminate कर. Fantastically well made, cinematography of the highest order, matching with the foreground. So many takeaways from the movie, and not to talk about acting and Basha Sumbli, who is a victim herself, who is a victim herself, still lives in Jammu.
Yes.
That's why that expression and all have come in. The same for Anupam Kher sir.
So, thank you so much for doing this. I absolutely needed this, because as I said, I am a student of journalism, and I was brainwashed in a way, and I wouldn't even lie, because I had done my research and I was made to cover only one side of the story by my college, by my professors. So I know how this brainwashing happens. So this was very important. And I hope so you do many more such interviews with a lot of people, because this story needs to come out. Everyone needs to know what has happened.
I'm doing it. Many other spaces also, if you interviews, we have one more lined up. One with Advait Kalaji the other day.
Right.
They're more lined up, even with Mr. Vivek Agnihotri and all. So we look forward to spreading an impartial, dispassionate message as far as possible and being true so that people trust the word.
People trust
the word, right? And they can challenge us anytime. We are open to that.
Yeah, a healthy debate is anytime better than shooting someone.
But a pleasure talking to you there.
Same here, sir. Thank you so much, sir, for doing this. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.